Dear editor, did any of the North Shore municipalities research the effect of dockless bike programs elsewhere or consult the public before foisting one upon us? If they had done the former, they would have found how they have become a nuisance and spoiled the general public's enjoyment of the environment. Because they are dockless, the bikes can be left anywhere in designated areas, and for long periods at a time. The result is a mass of bikes dumped indiscriminately on pavements, paths and roads. The areas involved are usually scenic spots where many other people go, and the bikes create a nuisance and interfere with the normal use of thoroughfares. They are also an eyesore, especially because of their gaudy colors, clashing entirely with the environment around them. The scheme was introduced on the North Shore only about a fortnight ago, and the bikes can already be seen scattered around in areas where they stand out like a sore thumb. The only good news is that this is a 2-year pilot program, at the end of which I hope it flies off into oblivion. Fred Brune, North Vancouver Editor's Note. The following response was provided by Andrew Devlin, the City of North Vancouver's Manager of Transportation. Lime's 2-year operating permit was awarded in the summer of 2021 as a pilot to provide the City and District of North Vancouver with an opportunity to see how an e-bike share service can make it easier and more convenient for people to get around the North Shore without always needing a car. After only a few weeks of operation, we are seeing strong levels of usage. To keep our streets and sidewalks safe and clear for other users, riders are encouraged to return bikes to designated parking locations in our communities, and Lime, the City, and District are taking steps to encourage better compliance. Lime has recently introduced trip discounts for riders who return bikes to designated areas, and the City and District are working to identify locations for Lime to install additional parking areas to increase their availability in more neighborhoods. It is still early days for this service pilot, and the City and Lime continue to monitor, assess, and make adjustments to support strong levels of service and minimal impacts. Feedback on the pilot can be shared at bikeshare@cnv.org.